Chinese pilot.
I just wish Dad would never be able to tell a lie. I feel like if it came through, it'd make me so happy. Gee, Dad, the piece of shit.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that if you peel it off and scratch it, has an interesting scent.
It's strawberries that have gone off.
It sure is. Really off. So
left them in the fridge too long.
Yeah.
Also had a needle in them.
Like they've got a fuzz, a needle, and a little bit of freezer burn. Mm. But what else are you going to eat?
Because you forgot to go shopping.
Damn right. That's us, baby. Today, we are doing the movie Liar Liar. Hello, Corey Sutton.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. It's an absolute dandy pleasure to be here.
Love to hear it. We enjoy everyone that's been interacting with us on our Facebook groups, Instagrams, TikToks. Thank you for getting involved in the podcast. It's why we do what we do, purely for the praise.
Yep. Not because of vanity at all.
Oh, no. Mine's more vanity. I need this to love myself.
Yeah, your likes and views feed us.
I only eat moldy strawberries.
So. Anything less.
So I get no sustenance from it. So I need it from your likes and views. Anyway, Corey, today we're doing Liar Liar.
The film with Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Probably at the height of his fame, really.
97.
Yeah, he was like that period between, 95 and 03, 04.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like the guy, go-to guy for comedy films.
Absolutely. And I enjoyed the movie. I was happy to have a little bit of trip down memory lane and do it again. And holds up. I enjoy it. It's dated a little bit in the sense that it is obviously the 90s, but it's still pretty good.
First time for me watching this.
Oh.
Mm.
Enjoy it?
I actually really did. Oh. I find it so unhinged.
Like Jim Carrey's performance?
Jim Carrey's performance.
Yeah.
Like he's so...
I feel like you're fighting a burp right now.
I am fighting a burp. Yeah. I am fighting a burp.
Let it out, baby.
Sorry. All right, we're good.
Do you want to do the synopsis?
Absolutely. Liar, Liar is a comedy film featuring Jim Carrey as Fletcher Reed. Not many Fletchers these days. Have you ever met a Fletcher?
No, I haven't. I certainly have met one that I like.
You Fletcher, I have. Like, you betcha?
Bet.
A fast-talking attorney who is accustomed to lying to win his cases and manage his personal life. His life takes a chaotic turn when his son, Max, makes a birthday wish that his father can't lie for 24 hours, forcing him to confront the consequences of his deceitful ways. Ultimately, Fletcher realizes the importance of honesty and reconnects with his son and ex-wife, Audrey.
Critics are Rotten Tomatoes, 83%, audience 75%. That's about right.
Yep, I would say so.
Yep, original concept. I was saying this to you. I enjoy a movie that is an original concept, and back then this was original. A man that just can't lie. Let's get into it first. We've got this wonderful list of suggestions. You put them all into a little jar, and we're going to pick it out and figure out exactly who will be inserted in this podcast, whether we like it or not. No, you. I insist, Corey.
You insist that I do today.
I insist you pull out the name.
My hand is in the jar.
Mm-hmm.
Something squishy in there.
Oh, goodness.
And something soft.
Oh, it's a strawberry.
And today's character is...
Uh-oh.
Bill Murray from Space Jam.
Oh, thank God. Been meaning for him to come up.
He just plays himself, doesn't he, in Space Jam?
Yeah, and he doesn't really do anything. He just kind of rocks up and then just pops in and just disappears. He plays golf most of the time in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's right. I don't even think he realizes he was filming the movie Space Jam. It was literally like cameras all around
set.
Him and he's like, are we doing a movie? Bill, what are you doing here? He's like, I'll be in it. I got time. Okay, Bill. Yeah, it's going to be years until they bring back a new Ghostbusters. Okay. Let's kick it off. What immediate scenes do you think of when you think of this this movie to insert Arnie in?
I think the first one is probably the birthday wish.
Oh.
With his little son Max making the wish that his father would be not be able to lie for 24 hours.
Okay, so is it the scene where Max makes the wish and then we transition to him right after he's had sex with that lawyer lady?
Oh, yeah.
And he realizes that he's like, now can't lie and after she asked how it was.
And he was like, that was the worst.
Well, he goes, I've had better.
That's right, I've had better.
He can't get over that he actually said that. Happy to do it. All right.
Mom, I just wish Dad would never be able to tell a lie.
That's a really big wish, sweetie.
I'm okay with it. I feel like if it came through, it'd make me so happy. Gee, Dad, the piece of shit.
Now, your dad is trying his best. All right. Let's not put too much hate on him, but it's an interesting wish. And you did say it out loud.
Hey, Max, are you going to play with this toy you got?
Oh, I don't know. I'm in a bit of a bad mood because my dad didn't turn up and I made a wish that he couldn't lie for 24 hours.
Hey, fame. My dad's in Iraq.
you should have probably made the wish you could come home. Sorry there.
What about you, Joey?
Yeah, what's up with you, Zoe?
My dad's in the hospital with cancer.
Ooh, I'm feeling bad about my whiff. Can we write, Mom, can we relight the candle and get them the whiff? That's not how it works, honey. That's not how it works. Okay.
What about me?
Oh, no, with one-legged dim. One-legged dim, what's the whiff you if you could make?
I wish my dad had two legs because he's got no legs.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, the whiff is done. And hypothetically, say it really is magical, I would feel pretty bad because you guys all had more important wishes than mine. But I guess this will go play with some toys or something now.
What about more, Dad?
Oh, no. It's orphan, Paul. What wish would you wish for, orphan Paul?
More Dad was in a car accident 12 years ago.
I remember. Yep.
And he's no longer alive.
That's right. That's why we call you Orphan Paul. What's your wish?
I wish that I had a burger.
We can make that happen.
Meanwhile, across the city.
Oh, babe, thanks so much for the sex.
Oh, no worries. How yeah. So? How was it?
Well, I gotta be honest. I've had better.
What do you mean you've had better?
Oh, no. I've had better.
You said it again.
I've had better. Blow, no, please don't kick me out of the room.
I'm going to kick you out of the room, but first we're going to ask more questions.
Rather you didn't. That's the truth.
Did you like the little swirly thing I did?
Yeah. But I had better. Sorry about that.
Do you like me as a boss?
No. No, I've certainly had better of those as well. I'm going to see myself out now, okay?
No, okay. No, we're not done.
No, I insist that I should leave.
There's a power play at play here.
Okay, what's the power play?
I'm your boss.
That's right, then I had sex with my boss. So much regrets, yes, uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you think you deserve a raise after saying that?
Weirdly, yes. And that's the truth. I feel like I did a lot of good work there. My jaw's awfully tired. That's why I said I had better. I was working as hard as I was working a case just then, trying to crack a nut. All right, I'll see myself out now. I'll grab my suitcase and tie. I'll see you at work tomorrow, I guess.
No, don't come back in tomorrow.
No, it's fine. I'll be in tomorrow. Have a good day, and chin up, sport. And remember, I've had better. Bye. What the hell was that? I said I had better. I never had better. Yellow.
Honey. It's me, your ex-husband, wife.
Oh, no, it's both of them. Hello, ex-wife. How are you today?
You do realize it's your son's birthday and you're meant to be at his party right now?
I didn't forget. I was too busy having sex with my boss to try and go up and get a raise. Oh!
What? You're telling me that your son's birthday is less important than having sex with your boss?
Yes.
And was it good?
I read better.
And what about me when we had sex?
That was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
The few times we did, obviously, I had a lot of sex outside of you. Oh, God.
Are you admitting to me now that after we've divorced, you were unfaithful to me?
You already knew. You knew it. You shoved me in my face all the time because you're such a hypocrite because you would rather have sex with someone else as well. Oh!
I can't believe this. Well, I've got a little kid here who wants to speak to you.
It's not Orphan Paul, is it?
Paul.
Oh, no! This will teach me a lesson. How are you, Orphan Paul?
Still orphan.
Is Max okay? Can you see if Max is okay?
We'll put him on in a second. There's a line of kids who want to speak to you.
No, I'd rather not. I'm dealing with something right now.
Fletcher?
Yes?
Did you like my dad before he died?
No.
Why not? Is it because you've had better...
I've had better dads and better meetings and better handshakes, and he was very depressed.
I don't like that. All right, you're up next.
Hi, it's me, Little Jimmy.
Oh, hey, Little Jimmy.
Did you know my dad's in the hospital?
No, I didn't. I didn't care either.
What do you mean you don't care?
It's because your life doesn't give me any interest at all, and I don't care about my friends, let alone my own son.
You know my dad's gonna die.
My advice to you is to get out good insurance claim, and hopefully you can get a good payout when he dies. Oh my God, I'm a piece of shit.
I'm gonna pass this over. Hi, it's me, Billy.
Can you please get Max on the line? I don't care about your Billy and your weird crooked teeth. Oh, God.
I'll have you know, I was in a monkey bars related accident, and that's how my teeth got crooked.
Your face looks like a monkey bar, no?
Well, that's it. Here's Max.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Max. Max, I'm not sorry for missing your birthday because I was busy having sex with my boss. Oh, no!
Dad, I thought you loved Mummy.
I do love Mummy. That must be true. I do love Mummy, and I love you too, Max. Aww. I just didn't come and see you because I feel like your needs aren't as important as my career.
Oh. You know what? I might just go hang out with Jerry. He's a better dad than you.
Don't hang out with Jerry. I legit think he's a pedophile. And that came out of my mouth, so you know it's true. I don't trust him. I'm going to go now. What is happening to me? I got to go.
It's really hard to always tell the truth. Totally get the whole problem with the movie now. Of course, one of the big things is, of course, Jim Carrey. He can't lie, and he's a lawyer, as I was about to say then, which, of course,
what
is a profession.
Freudian slip.
Exactly, which is a profession which is known for not telling the truth. And that is the whole premise of the movie, and that is why it is so hilarious when he's got this huge important court case that he needs to get resolved with a lady who, what's her name again? She's
it's like Tits McGee or something.
Pretty much.
Samantha.
Samantha Cole, yes. She is the one that is the voice of one of those characters in Chucky.
Is she?
Yeah, one of the dolls. Not Chucky herself, obviously, but the Lady Chucky, whatever her name is. Yeah. She's like
Bride of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky. That's it. Bride of Chucky. But she is hilarious in this movie, by the way, with the boobs out and just really like it's just obvious she's the one that's been having the affair. She's still trying to get all the money from this husband.
Yeah. Real deadbeat mum vibe.
Absolutely. There's a point, but where Jim Carrey is talking to her and the man that she's been having sex with to try and get their story straight. And he's realizing that he can't even get them to lie. If he knows that they're going to lie when he asks them a question. He can't allow lying at all, this power that's infected him. So maybe we do that.
Yeah, the guy who he's her sexual partner.
Yeah, describe him.
I would say he looks like an action hero come to life.
He looks like a gladiator.
Yeah, like he's big, he's muscly, he's ultra tanned.
Ultra tanned.
And his haircut is like a G.I. Joe doll, right?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
It's really straight and up.
He strikes me as a man with a name like Taser or Spike.
Yeah, totally.
And he's just there and he's just like...
he runs to work.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, I had sex with her. No big issue. She's like, mate. But let's do that scene. You're happy to be Arnie in this?
Arnie would absolutely be that guy.
Okay, and I guess that makes me Samantha Cole.
Wait, aren't you going to be the lawyer?
I'm going to be both.
Ooh.
Now, what the hell is going on right here? We're trying to figure out what's going on. I want to win some money. What's happening? What's happening with you, lawyer? Whoa, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to deal with a lot of things right now. I do know what's going on. I can't lie!
Gavel, gavel, gavel. That's the gavel banging. Order in the court. Order in the court. Are you ready to proceed, Mr. Fletchery?
No! What the hell's going on? Taver, come over here.
Hello.
Taver.
Yes.
We need to get this sorted out. My lawyer is going crazy right now. I am not going crazy. I've always been crazy!
Oh. Okay, you need to calm down, sir.
I know that you're a very thick-headed man, and this story's probably going to take a while to get stuck into your big, fat head. Oh.
What did you say about my head?
But we need to get the story straight. So, when I ask you if you had sexual relations with Samantha Cole, that's me, and we did.
And no, darling, no, you're gorgeous.
But you're... going to say you didn't, okay? So let's try it.
Okay.
Did you have...
What is wrong with this guy, sweetie? I think he's having a... I think he's... having an epileptic fit.
What's going on with the psycho?
Order! Order in the court. Are you ready to proceed?
I think...
Put me on the stand. I'm ready. Question me.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Taser.
Yes.
Is it true that you know my client, Samantha Cole?
Yes, I know your client, Samantha Cole.
Is it true that my client and you are just really good... I don't know what's happening.
Judge, is this man okay?
I'm going to let it happen. I'm going to let him continue.
Is it true?
Uh-huh.
That you
and
my client have never... What's going on? Answer the question, honey. I mean, stranger.
I've never met this lady in my life.
Objection! Now, I'm going to have to ask for some order right now, okay? I don't know what's going on with you, Fletcher. Taser, you smell like protein powder and sweat. And Samantha Cole, can we please put those boobies away?
I put them away when I want to put them away. Women empowerment, bitch.
Fletcher, do you need a recess right now?
No.
Then the court resumes.
Damn it! Okay. Taser.
Yes.
One last question.
Yes.
Did you and my client,
yes,
Samantha Cole,
uh-huh,
you want me to ask a question?
All right, it's true. It's true.
No, no, don't admit it. Don't admit it. Don't admit it.
We did it.
No.
We did. We made passionate love and it was beautiful.
Tell her the details, honey. Tell her the details. Let's win this case.
I was the pool cleaner. I finished cleaning the pool. My body dripping in sweat.
Oh, it felt hot.
It is pretty hot, actually.
I said,
continue. Sustained.
Shall we go clean the bedroom?
You are not a bedroom cleaner, correct?
Correct.
And that is a euphemism for...
sex.
Whose side is he on right now?
I'm trying to figure this court case out. Whose side is he on?
I don't know, sweetie. He's really gone rogue, actually.
I don't know either. Can we please have a recess? I'm going to allow it because this has gone nuts. Okay. Douche, 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 douche. This is a really hard character to do.
I bet. You're getting all hot and sweaty over
I
there.
I am sweaty over here.
That was amazing.
My doctor's not going to be impressed by the end of this. Says that your heart rate spiked around the part where you were trying to use another word for sex. Interesting. Anyway, that is, of course, a couple of the key scenes there. Arnie could easily be inserted too. Let's go for a wild one, but mm-hmm. I love the idea of Arnie as Jim Carrey. Beating himself up in the toilets when he's trying to have a reason why he can't continue with a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, if I beat myself up, I can't be in the court. So it's going to have to get postponed. The 24-hour curse goes.
Fun scene as well.
Great scene. You, as Jim Carrey this time, beating yourself up. But don't worry. I have a feeling there might be some random cameos.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can't lie. I can't lie. Oh, what's come over me? Oh, okay, I know what I need to do.
This is your best Arnie impression yet.
Oh, wait, am I meant to be Arnie? Oh, no.
Oh, what is wrong with me? I can't lie. I can't lie. I've got an idea. I'll beat myself up, and then they'll have to call the court. That's good. That's good. All right, here we go. Mirror. Psh. Toilet.
Just gonna be on the movie Space Jam Ghostbuster. Oh, what's going on over here? Hey, pal.
Bill Murray, what are you doing here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you doing? What are you?
I'm just trying to beat myself up.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's
well, I normally say don't beat yourself up. Obviously, a few minutes too late.
I can't lie. I'm having real trouble with that. I can't lie at all.
Okay.
Something's happened.
Do you recognize me? Do you recognize?
I do. You're wearing the outfit for the Looney Tunes.
I am. I'm going to be about on set with Michael Jordan. We're about to play a bit of basketball. So,
oh, no way. That's so cool.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny. We're all going to be there. But you can't lie, you said.
Yeah, something's happened with my son.
What's your favorite Bill Murray movie?
Oh, I don't actually have one.
Ghostbusters? Groundhog Day?
No. Very repetitive.
Scrooge?
Never saw it.
Wow.
I really liked Happy Gilmore.
I wasn't in that.
Oh.
No. But I do play a lot of golf. Have you ever seen me play golf?
No. No.
You say you can't lie, but I feel like you're lying to protect my feelings.
No.
Wow.
No.
Well, I might see myself out and then let you continue.
No, you can stay.
Beat yourself
up. It's probably better if you stay.
I'm going to be honest, the more we talk, the more I want to beat you up.
I mean, you'd be doing me a real favor if you started to beat me up, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, if it's with consent, then I'm happy to beat the shit out of you right now if you want. Because you've offended me greatly.
I'd actually love
it. I'm just worried if I got any blood on this white Looney Tune outfit I'm wearing right now. I do plan on making a surprise cameo in the movie.
Hey, one thing I do love is the Looney Tunes.
What's there not to love?
What's it like to work with Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, it's a good process. Yeah, Bugs is great. Lola's a new character going to be debuting. That's going to confuse a lot of teenage boys.
Is this going to be like some kind of Who Framed Roger Rabbit movie?
Yeah, I think so, but better probably. Probably going to live on longer, I'm sure.
Do you know Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't think she features in this one, Bob. So, I've been looking out for her.
Do you have a number?
No, no.
I'd really like to get in touch.
And you're telling me you're telling the truth right now. So, this is all honest, right?
This is the God's honest truth.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I would love to meet Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, no, me too. Well, if I see her on set, I'll definitely keep it for myself. Oh, look, I'm telling the truth. We're having fun.
So, this is why I don't watch your movies.
Because of my humor. It's like, is it laugh out loud or is it like you don't really know what to do?
Yeah, it's like, I'm just, if we're going to be real about your whole filmography.
Yeah.
I just need to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
They aren't laugh out loud movies.
But they're funny and they warm your heart.
Yeah, but I go to the movies to laugh.
Yeah, okay.
Laughter is one of the most involuntary human responses.
Well, some would say you're
an
overactor, so I'm
just
saying.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Who's being honest now, dipshit? Okay? I'm going to get going and get paid millions of dollars to a little cameo, okay? So have fun with this whole situation.
I'm not done with you.
I'm done with you. That's my truth.
I'm going to sue you, Bill Murray.
Yeah, I don't care what you do. I'm out of here. I'm going to get going. I'll continue to let yourself beat yourself up in the toilet, okay?
You know what?
I don't even need to pee anymore.
I'm not even going to... You know, I wouldn't have let you pee in here anyway.
I'm out of here. I'll see
no
you later.
Small wieners allowed. Man, that guy's such a dick. Good movies, though.
He's contradicting himself with lies. There's one scene I would love to do with Arnie. Feel free to figure out a way to get yourself into it. But there's just, and this will be just me doing the impression of the scene. It is a one-man scene, but I love it so much. And that is the famous scene of the pen.
Oh, the blue pen.
The blue pen. He just wants to say that the pen is
red.
Is red.
Literally just is trying to say this is a
He's
red
trying
pen.
To test himself. Can he get, you know, a lie out, one lie out? And this is the moment. This pen. Okay. Okay, here we go. The pen is... Let's get my assistant in here. Assistant, get in here.
Hello?
Tell me, what color is this pen?
That's a blue pen. That looks pretty blue to me.
But this pen is actually...
You're not speaking any words that make sense.
The pen...
Yes.
Is.
Yes. Blue.
Is there a word in that?
No, not at all. I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna call the EMTs. We're gonna get
Luke, I'm going to be honest with you. You've been my sister for so many years. I cannot tell a lie. Max has made some wish on the birthday candle, and now I can't lie. This is your chance to just be... Test me. See if there's anything... I can prove it to you right now.
Do you find me attractive?
No. That was easy. But you knew that. I tell you that every day. Any other questions?
Would you have sex with me?
No. Absolutely not. Maybe if I had like 3 bottles of tequila and I had no other options in the world, I might consider letting you have sex with me.
Well, look at this. 1, 2, 3 bottles of tequila.
No.
Are you busy?
It's still not enough.
Okay. Well, how come you denied me that raise when I asked for that raise about 6 months ago?
Because I'm cheap. What more do you want from me?
A raise. Can I have a raise now?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't spend all the money on drugs. No. Viagra. No.
Why do you need Viagra?
I like the way it makes me feel alive. Nine. I do it sometimes when I walk the office to make myself feel like I'm a big man and a big shot in my loose 90s pants.
So you're telling me that you come to this office, you take Viagra, and then you walk the office with a mega raging boner.
It's not mega, but it doesn't have that much impact on me. I take half a pill, it gives me a semi, and it makes me walk around half-mast.
Is it still raging?
It's not. The only thing raging right now is me.
Okay.
I'm a raging lunatic with a small penis. Oh.
So what can I do right now to get myself... Hold on a minute. Have you had sex in this office before?
38 minutes ago. With myself.
That's disgusting. And who else?
I understand if you want to quit.
No. I'm going to hold that secret.
I would rather you did.
I'm going to hold that secret, but you have to give me a raise.
You got it. Please don't spread it around the office.
$10,000 raise.
Sure.
A new car.
Yes.
A second story of my house.
You piece of shit, yes. Any other requests?
A Tiffany necklace.
Sure. What more do you want from me, you callous cow?
Some premium Wagyu beef.
Okay, well then just pass me that pen over there, the red one.
Well, there you go.
Mrs. Blue. but really the pen is no, leave me. I mean, that's a good scene. One last scene, really.
It's the airport scene.
Yep.
It's that famous chase where he is in the scissor lift.
Yeah. So he's going up like to like the thing that loads all the bags, right?
Is yeah.
The stairs
it's called
down.
A scissor lift.
Is it called a scissor lift?
Is it? Or wait, no, there's two different things.
A scissor lift is like a one's cherry picker.
One's yeah, a staircase.
Yeah. This is a staircase, like in Arrested Development.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm. So he steals it from the mechanic and he's like, hey, that's mine. He's like, thanks, it's running great.
It's running great. I don't know why Nicolas Cage appeared there, but yes. And then he takes it and he's literally chasing a plane as it's traveling at like the high speed to take off, and he's driving up beside it, screaming for his son Max.
Long runway. That plane must have been like it overloaded or too heavy.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the run up, but there's plenty of time for him to catch up in the weird staircase car thing.
Yeah,
and then like he's alongside it for a whole big chunk. But yeah, happy to do the scene. What do you see where?
We obviously have done Arnie as a pilot a lot.
Yeah, I don't
because
think we can,
planes are in movies a lot. We've done him in Face Off as the pilot.
Yep. Inception.
Inception, he was on a plane.
He was on a plane for that one too, yes.
He was in a plane for Jaws 4.
That's right, he was. Yep, okay. And it's weird because Arnie flying a plane seems absurd to me because he is so big. And the cockpits are so small. Tiny, tiny with my little plane. Doesn't
the peanuts.
Push the button for me. I'm so big. Bing. I need some more air. I don't see, but for this one, so we don't want to make him the pilot then?
He's not the pilot.
So what do you say?
What if he's like a baggage handler?
Okay.
That's also been like caught on the moving staircase.
Okay. I love it. Let's do it. What's going on?
Hey, it's me.
Whoa, what's going on? Hey, who are you? What are you doing?
I just had to borrow this because I need to go chase down my son.
I was just here for a quick little nap between work and you're just taking it over. We're driving so fast. What are you doing?
See that plane?
Uh-huh.
We're chasing it.
Are we going to be okay?
Buddy, we're going to be fine, but you're probably going to break your legs.
No! Sir, I have to encourage you, please, please stop, pull over. No, I know you love your son, but he's just going overseas for a weekend. You can come back. It's not
What's
a deal.
Your name, buddy?
My name is Max.
That's the same name as my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Wow, well, maybe I am your son, and you should pull over and listen to me.
Nah, that doesn't sound right.
Well, I'm just going to sit here for a moment while you yell at people through the window and you climb up these stairs.
I just need to know which one of these little nubby things is going to make the scissors go bzzz and go up.
It's that one over there.
Well, thank you very much. Here we go.
What is he doing?
Max!
What's
Max!
Happening?
Max!
It's not what is happening over there.
Max, it's me, Dad! Max!
Now, honey, I just think that you're stressing too much about my husband, Fletcher, my ex-husband, Fletcher. And I think it's all going to be okay. I mean, I really think it's... Fletcher? No, don't. No, he's right there in the window.
Max, it's me.
Hey, look, it's Dad!
Your son is me.
Fletcher?
Yeah, no, pull the plane over.
Holy cow, Dad, what are you doing here?
Pull the plane over.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Can you speed it up a bit?
No, I'm not anything to do with this, thank you very much.
I need you to speed it up.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I'll make you lose your job. I'm a lawyer. Imagine the payout.
You got it, pal.
What the hell is my dad doing out there in the window? Dad? What do you thought, Dad?
I love you, Max.
What is he saying?
I love you.
I think he's saying, I hate you, Max.
No, no.
It sounds like he's saying, I hate you, Max. Why is he saying, I hate you, Max?
What a horrible thing to chase me down and say to my face. Through glass, the most offensive way to say it.
Max, is that your dad out there?
Yeah, that's my dad out there. Wait, who's that?
I wish it was my dad, but, you know, he's in the hospital.
No.
I think I see that little Timmy boy.
Oh, no.
You know, he's got no dad.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
You can't lie.
Should we? I'll talk to him as well.
Okay.
Just slow down a bit to his window.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back a little bit now.
Little Timmy!
Uh-huh. What's he doing over there talking to little Timmy for?
I apologize for hating your dad. We're going to get him the best cancer treatment money can buy.
Timmy, I think he said he hates your dad and he hopes he dies.
Honey, I think we need to talk to the captain. This is getting ridiculous. We need to pull this plane over.
Yeah, I agree. I just need one more little drink.
All right, let me... Okay, well, you're useless. I'm going to go knock on the captain door. Knock, 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 knock.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Liar, Liar Edition. And I, to be honest, I think we did it.
Oh, man, that was the toughest episode I think we've done in terms of physical comedy.
I have a sweat on and some heart palpitations that I am not going to get looked into.
Oh, good.
Now, if you did enjoy the podcast, and we hope that you did, there is ways to reward us for our sweaty effort that we did here.
Yes, you can please write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, do it.
Please leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
You're making me so nervous.
And please follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok. Or join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest movies and characters for us.
Thank you very much for listening.
Please!